of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jim's torturous struggle through the jungle has come to an end just before his savage pursuers had time to overtake him. Securely entrenched on a rocky hilltop behind a protective screen of boulders and rocks, he's making a last stand against the native outlaws. All attempts to rush the position have failed, for Jim's deadly and accurate fire has cut down the invaders. But slowly and surely, the natives have been creeping closer and closer. However, Tony Lowry and his forces have been steadily advancing to Jim's rescue, and even now are within striking distance of the top of the hill where Jim is making his gallant stand. Not wishing to allow the attacking natives to escape, Tony has sent a small force of his men around the base of the hill and into the valley, where they are awaiting the signal to attack and cut off the retreat of the natives.
Are we all set, Roberts? Everybody ready?
Yes, sir, Harry, as soon as we get the signal from Lowry up there on the hill.
It's been awfully quiet these last few minutes. Hasn't even been a shot fired from either side.
You don't suppose anything's gone wrong, do you?
How could anything go wrong? Lowry had this thing planned too perfectly. He's got enough men up there on the hill to mow down those natives when they open up. If any of them try to get away, we'll cut them down with our crossfire from this side.
It all sounds good, but I'd feel a whole lot better if there was a little action going on. At least we'd know that fella Jungle Jim was still alive, but if those natives are still up there.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Came from up on the hill. That means that Jungle Jim is still holding out.
They're still in action, too. Twice the temple doesn't drop in heaven. Where are our gang? They've had enough time to climb 5 mountains by now.
Now hold your horses, Bob. You'll get plenty of action in a minute or two.
There. That's Jim still popping away at those natives. That bird is certainly a tough hombre.
Say, Why the silence? Did you notice those natives didn't reply to that last shot?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of funny, ain't it?
I wish I could see some sign of our boys up on that ridge. I wouldn't be surprised to see those natives start to rush that hill.
Hey, hey, look, you're a prophet. Look up on that ridge. It's swarming with natives now.
Yes, what did I tell you? Yes, sir, those natives are rushing in on Jungle Jim.
Well, where the devil are our boys? What happened? Did they get lost or something? Say, maybe we ought to open fire.
Oh, sirree. Just hold everything and watch for that signal.
Oh, boy, look at that, will you? Our gang were up there all the time just waiting for those natives to get loose. Holy, you're giving them a blast. Look, they're beginning to break.
Yes, there's Mr. Lowry up on the hill. Tell your men to get ready, Bob.
Okay, you fellas, on your toes now. You ready to start moving? Remember, extended order and rapid fire when I give a signal.
There's the sign. Let's go, Roberts. They're heading up the valley.
All right, boys. Up and at them. Get going.
Have enough men down there to take care of things. Just rest up. That's it, boy. Well, Jim, we got you just in time, didn't we?
Oh, I'll say you did, Tony. I was down on my last 2 rounds. Gosh, I was plenty worried.
Yeah.
But never mind about me, Tony. I'll be all right. It's Kitty here I'm worried about. I'm afraid she's in pretty bad shape, Tony.
Good heavens, Jim, she looks it. She's out like a light. Not a sign of life.
She's been delirious and full of fever. She's had no rest, food, or anything but a little water for 4 days. Daybreak, when those natives began attacking, she suddenly jumped, staggered around half crazy, crying she wanted to go home. Oh, she's lucky she didn't get hit by a bullet. I couldn't hold her down and fight off those natives at the same time, so I had to put her to sleep.
Well, we'll rush her back to Nahia and Doc Grimes at once. He's having a tough time back there trying to bring your man Kolo back to life.
Oh, Chisholm, bring up those medical supplies, will you? We've got a sick woman here.
Coming, sir. Here we are, Lowry.
Good. Now get 4 Husky natives and 1 of those stretchers. They're going to have to rush her back to Doc Grimes as fast as possible.
Now, what about Jungle Jim Bradley here?
Jim, why, he's... Good Lord, sir. He's out, too.
Collapsed in a heap.
I was talking to me a minute ago, and when I turned my back on him to attend to Mrs. St. John, he must have collapsed.
Yeah.
Well, he's been through a terrific ordeal, Chisholm.
Yeah.
Hey, one little brandy and water will do. Just a little, remember?
Okay, Mr. Lowry. You take care of the lady. I'll fix Jungle Jim up.
Good.
Hey, Kanoa. You too. Hiya. Bring over those stretchers. Bring up the rest of your native boys.
There's a minute to lose, Chisholm. I've got to rush these people down below. They're both in very bad shape. All speed possible now. It's a matter of life and death.
And so while Jim and Kitty have been saved from death at the hands of the murderer's natives, hunger, loss of sleep, exposure, and the terrible ordeal they've been through has wrecked them physically. And only expert medical care can save them from death. But the much-needed medical attention is many miles away, and no means of transportation, save the sturdy natives, is available to get them back to Nahia, where Dr. Grimes and Lil are striving hard to save another human life. Kolu's condition is critical. The bad wound he received caused the loss of a great deal of blood, and because of the tremendous energy expended making the long journey in 48 hours without food, sleep, or rest, he is in immediate need of a blood transfusion. But in the town of Nahia, there is no one left but a handful of native women and children and a few wounded white planters, leaving the doctor and Lil as the only possible blood donors. There is 1 chance in 100, and the doctor decides on the gamble.
All right, Mr. Verrill. Come along and we'll see what the test shows. It's our only hope.
I'm almost ready to look. If this fails, we're lost.
Well, the age of miracles isn't over yet, Mr. Verrill. Keep your spirits up. Remember, if this test comes out all right, you'll need every ounce of courage you possess.
Okay, Doctor. I'll be all right. Now, let's have the answer.
By George, Mr. Ville, it has happened. We've won.
Oh.
The test shows my blood is the right type. We took the gamble. 1 chance in 100, and we've won. Well, all right, come on now. There isn't a moment to lose. Now, let me see if you remember the routine I taught you. Go through it once again for me.
First, we place Kolu out on that table, and you lie down parallel beside him. Then I clean both your arms. Then I apply the tourniquet on each of your arms.
That's right. Now, what's next?
I take the syringe and draw the blood from your arm. I rinse the needle in the saline solution so the needle doesn't stick because of the fibrin on the blood.
That's great. And then?
Remove the tourniquet from Kolu's arm, inject the blood. Then I repeat the process again and... the direct transfusion is complete.
Perfect, Mr. Verrill. If ever you get tired of these adventures and things that you do, and you want to settle down, well, you come to see me. I'll make you my assistant.
That's a pretty attractive offer, Doctor. Who knows? I might take you up on that.
Okay, anytime you're ready. But now let's get on with the job. Let me see. First thing, you go in and put those 2 tables together, lay the pad and the sheet on them while I prepare the syringes, the tourniquets, and the saline solution.
I'll do it right, Doctor. All right, Doctor. We're ready. Arms are clean. Ah, tourniquet. You first.
Correct. Apply turn. That's it. Now the patient.
Yes, Doctor. Apply. Turn.
All right, now your syringe.
Yes, Doctor. I'm ready. Now... there we are. Rinse the needle in the saline solution. That's it. Now, Kolu, old fellow, it's your turn. Take off the tourniquet. I've got it. Now the transfusion. There we are. Did I do everything correctly, Doctor?
You're splendid, Mr. Verrill. Now, once more, and we're through. Don't lose a minute. Good morning, Mr. Verrill.
Oh.
Well, I've got good news for you this morning. That direct transfusion did the trick. I think our worries are over.
He's really improved, Doctor?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be all right now?
Yes, sirree. First, take a look at that chart. That'll give you proof enough. Have a look at the pulse and heart action over the past 12 hours.
What? It's almost too good to be true. He's really on the upgrade now.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't stir a little and begin to show some signs of life again. Nothing very strenuous, of course, but he'll open his eyes and show some sign of consciousness.
Even that will be a miracle, considering his condition 24 hours ago.
Now, before we go any further, Mr. Vril, I'd like to compliment you on the splendid job you did.
Oh.
I really couldn't have done better myself. I don't know of any woman who showed more courage, cool nerve, and downright intelligence in such a tight, unfamiliar, critical situation. Jungle Jim Bradley is certainly a fortunate man to have you beside him when the going is rough.
Oh, you overestimate my ability, Doctor. You deserve all the credit for the success we've had in pulling Kolu through. I was mighty lucky to have someone like you to turn to. I don't know how I'll ever be able to thank you.
Now, don't try, Mr. Vril. Just keep up the good work, and we'll have your faithful Kolu back on his feet in no time. Come in. Hello, Kanua. What the dickens are you doing back here?
If you please, Doctor, I run quick. Come fast, bring message for Mr. Lowry.
Mr. Lowry?
See, I bring letter. Mr. Lowry, he on trail, be here tomorrow, sundown.
I see. Just a moment now. Dr. Grimes, I'm sending Kanua on ahead with this letter to save time and to have you prepared. We are bringing Jungle Jim and Kitty St. John. Both of them are in very bad shape.
Very bad shape.
State of total collapse and a bad case of jungle fever. Have beds, medicine, and every available treatment ready. And hurrying at highest possible speed, should arrive 30 to 36 hours after this letter. Be prepared.
And so the fight for life continues. Dr. Grimes and Lil, having won their fight to save Kolu, cannot relax for one moment. For now, Jim and Kitty St. John are both being rushed back for medical care, and both are in critical condition. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic picture. No other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.